Hey there, Piss Freaks. This is Tom Ticari with a reminder that me and Tommy's stand-up show at Caroline's on Broadway is March 15th at 10:30 p.m., and boy, is it a hachi-chachi. We've got Nikki Glaser, Tim Dillon, Aparna Nancherla, Dan Soder, Rob Hayes, and more. Again, that's at Caroline's on Broadway, carolines.com. For more information, promo code TOM for $10 tickets. It's insane. Again, that's March 15th. 10:30 p.m., carolines.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. Everybody, and welcome to Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comedians defend music that other people make fun of and shit all over. What's that about, Tommy?
I don't know. We're back at the New York Public Library where we record all of our episodes.
We got them all. Patton sitting in the corner listening in on this one. We've got Lisa Traeger this week.
Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
So happy to be here.
Thanks so much for making the trip out here and waiting.
Yeah, I know. I complained a lot. It's not that bad, but it's truly a no man's weird. I know there's trains nearby, but it's just a nightmare to get to.
The desert, yeah.
Because when I'm on the border of Williamsburg and Bushwick, so when something's in Bushwick, I'm like, oh, great, 10 minutes. I'll be there in 15. And so when it's a 30-minute drive, it's like, are we still in Bushwick? It feels weird.
This is like Bushwick Bed-Stuy.
Yeah.
It's a little rough.
We're on a border, but Bushwick is like the size of Chicago.
It's giant. It's giant. Because same with my girl Lil Frex. She's a rapper. Check her out. But she's also just straight down Bushwick. I live on Bushwick. Always 25 minutes to get there.
It's wild.
And it's weird. Mm.
It's wild.
I mean, it's just location. Sorry to bore everyone.
The people who listen to this show live between Bushwick and Williamsburg.
So they understand the annoyingness.
It's our first step back since Patton. Thanks to everybody who's listened to that one. And
was that your number one listened to?
No.
Wow.
Not yet, at least. It probably will be soon.
Who was number one?
You're
Brian Felduto.
Wow.
Brian Felduto.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, you're up there because we were throwing your name. You're one of our favorite apps.
Oh, good. I'm so excited. But thanks, listeners.
You're maybe the only time that we've posted the show onto Reddit and gotten people who like the show. This time I posted it, and this guy called us, quote, insufferable.
Oh, wow.
And then was very angry about your L.A. comment.
Oh, good.
So fuck you, Reddit.
I know. I just recently looked at some YouTube comments. I've never looked at them before, and it was pretty okay.
Yeah,
but it is weird.
YouTube has been like, I feel like it's the stereotype of
no one called me fat, so I was like, oh, I came out on top. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, they're gonna call me fat, this is gonna suck. And then it was just that women aren't funny and that I'm not funny. Which was okay.
For sure.
That's so funny.
And how women say come too much and
fuck that.
Rely on that. No, my response to that from now on is going to be, if anyone that has a kid talks about a kid, stop it.
Ooh.
That's my new thing. Why is no one mad that everyone talks about their kids, but everyone's mad we're talking about fucking? It makes no sense.
It's true.
Sorry, you're boring.
I think both sides can be, like, I think... talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about.
Of course.
Like, I think if you have kids and you have interesting material about it, go for it. If you have cum and you want to talk about it, go for it.
No, but that's the closest thing that everyone talks about. And so that's going to be my new fun retort. Well, because when people ask, why are you dirty? I'm like, are you asking why I do stand up?
Yeah.
Like, just supposed to talk about what you want. Weird.
I did the show at the American Irish Historical Society, and it was this like fancy room with chandeliers, and it was like all these like 60-year-old Irish people. So I like went to the premiere. I was like, so this is a clean show, right? And she goes, oh, no. Oh, they want it dirty. Like, they want the dirty show. All right, that's cool.
No, the old people are sluttier than anyone.
That is true.
They don't have body hang-ups. They're fucking.
That's true.
It's so weird how we look at like older people and like, oh, you got to be clean. When it's like, yeah, they've done everything. Like, and they're adults. Like, they're super adults. So
I think it's just like hang-ups from like Tipper Gore.
Yeah.
We just think everyone's going to be Tipper Gore is what I think.
I think it's also we think about our parents and we don't want to, you know, offend people, but you know,
not offend. You don't want to know you don't want to know that your parents are sluts.
Sure.
Because if your parents are laughing to this dirty stuff, you know, they relate to it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Damn. So that it has less to do with our parents and more to do with us not thinking that they're fucking.
Damn. Oh, shit. Wow. Well, Tommy's a piss freak.
Pissing's in.
Is it in?
Pissing is in. Hell Pissing's yeah. the new ass eating, I think.
Nice.
I do.
This could be my year.
Yeah. Two for the price of one? Yeah. Damn.
Water sports.
Let's talk about water sports.
Oh, my God. I go on these podcasts and I ignore the theme completely. I just talk about what I want.
I'm going to be totally honest. For the people who get pissed off when we don't talk about like the band immediately, I don't even give a shit about this. I just want to talk to my friends. I thought that it would be fun to talk about, throw some music in here. But no, I do care very much about the promise we make to our listeners.
I think we're going to get a lot of people being like, me too, about this.
Mm.
I think this is one and that a lot of people are about, ashamed right? of. Yeah. And I think a lot of people are going to come out of the woodworks.
I was shocked. Right. Like, I was not shocked when you said Red Hot Chili Peppers for the first one. Cause I knew
because
I
the tattoos
I
on my leg. Tattoo.
Yes.
But Aqua, I did not know was going to be your
scene.
Very
shocked. I think it's you Aqua. Might be there. I'm going to go the other way. You might be their only fan.
Well, they have like 8 more albums because I went to go look for the songs to listen to. And I only love the first album, Aquarium. So, like, I was shocked to see they have so many more.
Yeah. Like, they had like their comeback album in 2011. Yeah.
So many albums. So I can't attest or like defend anything else.
So
but
you
Aquarium.
You didn't go back and listen to any of the new?
No, because the whole thing is my favorite. So I'm not going to like go invent new favorites.
Of course.
I'm just going to tell you what I like.
That I will say.
And it's Aquarium. And I didn't even put Barbie Girl on here. And
I appreciate that. We'll probably.
We should listen to it just to remind people.
So in fifth grade, me and my friends were going to do a dance to Barbie Girl. And my teacher said it was an inappropriate song. Wow. And we couldn't do it. And now looking back, it's like, you're the pervert. We were young. We didn't know what was disgusting about the song.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was like a dirty, like, use me how you want. Like, I didn't know that.
I don't think it's that dirty, though.
It's not. No. And the fact that he was stopping us is he was the creep.
Yes, for sure. Why are you thinking about that?
So then we had to do a sketch and we bombed.
What was the sketch about?
Like some guy that is like his brain got too big and it was a courtroom. It was like a court scene. Of like this egghead. I have no idea.
That's good.
They should have just let us do our dance where we slapped our knees when it said made in plastic.
Yeah.
Made in plastic. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Oh, shit. There it is.
Oh, let's see if we get any interesting behind the lyrics from Spotify. Keyboardist Soren Ranstad wrote the song after attending an exhibit on Kitsch in Denmark, which featured Barbie dolls.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
We know this song. We love it. Or feel nothing about it.
I mean, it took the world by storm.
It did. I found an article about it I want to read because I like how they wrote it. It's in the same style that I usually open the show. So it says
a second.
What you got? We got a fun song fact?
Yeah.
They're actually Nazis. What is it?
That's what a lot of people were guessing. But
yeah. Because they thought it was like Ace of Base related.
Nystrom was working as a silent host. So the singer was working as a silent hostess for a Norwegian show called The Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, I've heard of it.
But is that Wheel of Fortune?
No. It's a Norwegian show called Jeopardy.
Do you guys know that someone does a joke about this, but Pat Sajak makes more money than Alex Trebek.
Really?
Wow.
That
like
must drive
over
Trebek
5
insane.
Million more. Like a
That's
lot.
That's insane.
Yeah. Like Alex is making under 10 million and Pat is making like 17 million.
Wow.
Something like that.
That's
something
crazy.
Insane.
Wow.
I forgot who does the joke, but. And I don't even remember the punchline.
Yeah.
But
the premise.
But
jealousy?
Just the facts. Did you see the episode where the nerds didn't know the football answer?
I saw the clip. That's great. Look it up.
There's a great IU one where I guess this guy really fucks up from Indiana University and makes us all look stupid who went there.
Oh,
so
nice.
Look that up. It's just called like Indiana Guy Sucks.
Nice.
And it's about Madelon O'Martin. That's an inside joke that even he won't it doesn't mean anything. I'm going to read this this thing from Mike.com. It says, The year was 1997. That's exactly how I started the show, usually. The UK returned Hong Kong to the Chinese. Princess Di died in a car accident. NASA's Pathfinder landed on Mars, and Aqua released Barbie Girl. The Danish-Norwegian electropop group single debuted at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100, making it the highest charting debut ever for a new group at the time. To this day, Aqua remains the most successful Danish band of all time. I wonder who's number 2.
So I looked up like list of Danish bands, and there was like 100 on the list, and I hadn't heard of a single one of them.
Well, if Aqua's number 1, then how could we even hear of another one?
That's true.
They should just join the other those other Nordic countries.
That's true.
Because the Swedes kill it.
Oh, yeah. ABBA.
And the Finnish.
Yeah.
Well, and Max Martin is from there.
Uh-huh.
Who's a hero. Let's see. A pop hero. And then, like, the metal bands. Is it him?
A lot of metal bands.
Oh. Wait, is Haim from?
No, they're just Jews. They're just Jew girls. I think they're from Jersey or something.
They're great.
Have you heard of Lizzo?
No. I've heard of Lizzo.
Oh, yeah. She's so good. And Lizzo's opening up for Haim. And I'm like, I don't know how these dull bitches are going to follow Lizzo.
Damn.
I'm like confused. And I have all of Haim's albums, but even still, I'm like, there's no way you're following
Shit.
What is that?
Lizzo is just, it's at Radio City Music Hall. It might have been this past weekend, or it's May 4th and 3rd. But she's just like this thick black rapper singer.
Nice.
Funk.
Oh, wait, I have
it's
heard
amazing.
Of her. Yeah.
I'm 100% that bitch.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think of another, like, I thought they were like a Swedish. Is it a Swedish lady?
No, I just disrespected everything.
I saw Haim open for Taylor Swift.
I did too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I did it. I was in the LA show. Which one did you go to?
I was in Chicago at Soldier Field.
Was it good?
Oh, cool.
It was great. I was the only man there that didn't have a young child with him.
Oh, because you have season tickets.
No.
It was separate.
It was a birthday gift.
Oh, okay.
You did leave with a young child.
Weird. Okay, here's
Well, for me, the special guest for the Swift concert was St. Vincent and Beck,
That's
and the
so
teens
sick.
Couldn't have been more sad. People sat down. Like, the video of Selena Gomez had more applause than Beck and St. Vincent in person.
I would have loved to see St. Vincent.
Teens sat.
Mine was People Andy were, Grammer. Ugh.
I don't know who that is.
Neither did I.
But then John Legend came out, and the teens were happy again.
Nice. Here are some Danish bands that are not as popular as Aqua. Choir of Young Believers. Cold Night for Alligators. Dizzy Ms. Lizzie. Evil Masquerade.
But like, if you're the biggest band in, what is it, Denmark?
Yeah.
Are you a millionaire or no?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think these guys are millionaires?
You don't think that Hedge Matematic made $1 million.
I just always wonder where it's like the most famous person in Ireland. And it's like, are you rich or not?
We're going to get some fucking comments from somebody who's like, we're going to get all these Danish people listening. And they're going to be like,
well,
Hedge Matematic knows more.
Oh, what about the Kissaway Trail? Wow. Michael Learns to Rock.
I like these names.
Yeah, they're like full sentences.
Psyched up Janice. I'm almost done. We got the 7 Mile Journey, Tolkien Ensemble,
Ooh.
Under Brian, ew. And When Saints Go Machine. So think about that.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds Nazi-ish for sure.
Yeah, that one is definitely Nazi.
Those are all like.
Did you talk to your dad about Aqua?
No.
Okay.
No, I should have.
So no Mr. Mac.
No Mr. Mac. We haven't done that in a while. Yeah. He got mad when Mateo called him a faggot. We haven't done it since.
Just another thing.
He took it personal.
Ruined.
I mean, I don't think he was actually mad. But
that was just the last time he had something to say. Yeah.
That's so...
He got awful quiet after that.
Oh, I forgot. We should listen to... Jared's voicemail here. So Jared Thompson, the owner of the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, likes to leave his thoughts on the bands that we do. Friend and foe of the podcast. I almost forgot to say that. That would have been terrible. All right. So this is Jared Thompson on Aqua.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have Lisa Traeger on defending Aqua. Like, just imagine if this was the band that I was like, hey, you know, just let her like what she likes. Like, what's the big deal? Like, you know, people have their own opinions. Like, if the worst band that has ever been brought up on this podcast, if that's the week that I was like, hey, you know, they're not that bad, you know. But, I mean, clearly this is, again, we can file it the same way as we've had a few other ones. You know, it's just Lisa probably liked the song when she was younger. And I mean, clearly there's just one song. I mean, I even went to the comment section on Facebook just to get any idea about this band. And it was just someone's like CD-ROM story was like the only thing of even possible note. So, I mean, again, this is just, you know, this is a childhood thing that, you know, you'll pop on every once in a while to hear it, to make you feel six again or whatever. I will say that this is even worse than normal because, like, I would, you know, I don't think we've done a Katy Perry, but like Pink, or if you guys did NSYNC or whatever, like it.
Did he just put Pink in the same category as all these people?
Fans.
Hold on. He did.
That's appalling. What a hateful, ignorant fuck. You can hate on Aqua, sure, Katy Perry, weird haircut, but to put Pink with this trash, I don't think so.
Maybe some adults will listen to our music, but like this is just clearly for like bratty, like not even good six-year-olds. Like it's like the kids in like Florida Project would listen to this. Like they're not even like good kids. They're like bratty, shitty kids that like are rude. Like they like, you know, have like this list of demands for their birthday party, and if the parents don't do it, then they like, you know, stab them or whatever. So listen. Anyway, fuck it. Tom, I like the new
I did have a zebra print fondant birthday cake.
Jared,
with a hot pink bow.
End. You were about to compliment me, but I'll talk to you later. Yeah, that was Jared Thompson.
Does he listen every week?
I think he listens up to his
Jared,
part.
Book me, please. I'd like to come back.
I think he listens up until the part where we stop talking about him. Yeah, that was interesting. Very infuriating.
I understand where he's coming from. I just don't like the assumptions. I don't like when people, because of where they're coming from, they assume where I'm coming from, where it's like, she just wants to feel like a kid again. And it's like, no, yeah. I listen to all of them. They're great hits to work out to. So if you're doing squats and you need a pump up song, it's Aqua.
Yeah.
Kanye's workout plan. But
I think Yeezus is the best workout album personally.
Faded.
I think that I like this conversation topic, though, because this is one of the five ways to listen to music, the workout.
Yeah.
So what is this your go-to?
It's not my go-to. I'm not really working out often enough to have a go-to, but I think it is a go-to.
Yeah.
If I had a playlist of workout music, there would be at least three Aqua songs.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. Wow.
That's good. Tommy, what kind of workout
Britney, Beyonce.
I only play basketball, so I just...
Do you ever listen while you're playing basketball?
No.
If you're on your own?
I'm bragging.
Yes, brag
I was up. At an event with our friends CJ Toledano and Megan Gailey, and I was as close as we are to Kyrie Irving and Russell Westbrook.
Shit. Holy
shit. Was wearing Converse. He looked so good.
Russ or Kyrie?
Russ.
That's amazing.
I love Russ.
And then I was texting my nephew. He's like, what'd you talk about? I'm like, that's above my cool level. Here's a photo of me near them.
That's incredible.
But yeah, no talking, but they were so handsome and cool.
You didn't tell Kyrie Irving the earth isn't flat? You didn't go in there?
No, I would. Well, I would tell him my nephew has the Kyrie shoes.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I didn't. And our friend CJ got booed a lot during it. It was awesome.
Wait, why did CJ get booed?
It was this event and this game, and he planned this event, which was cool. It was this Mountain Dew house for the All-Star game.
Yeah, yeah.
But the actual game, it's like Kevin Hart, this is a contractual obligation, so he wasn't trying.
Yeah,
the basketball players, you're just taking away time from fucking whores. Like, they're just trying to chill with their friends they haven't seen in a while, and so no one and then the technology wasn't working for the game, so and then it had to be roast jokes, but no, CJ is just an Asian from the crowd. He was planted there, but no one knew, and so when he tried to insult Kyrie and Kevin Hart, the fans waiting from 8 in the morning weren't having it. So everything he said was, boo!
Is there a video of this anywhere?
Absolutely. It was streamed online.
We got to find it.
Yeah, we got to find that.
You got to find it. He did have one good burn about like Kevin Hart having general release Jordans, which was good, but Kevin got pissed. So then the crowd didn't like, he was like, oh, really? And walked away. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was awesome.
That's so funny.
That is really
funny. Did you, an Asian from the crowd was one of the most famous Danish bands. Very good.
Damn.
I understand where he's coming from. It is trash. It's not like great music, but when you're walking down the street with your headphones, fun pump up music and fun workout music.
I think that's fair.
But
I
yeah, you everyone finished their workout. I keep interrupting.
Well, no, you were saying you don't only play basketball. I'm going to say I think that the Haim song, what's the one that Something to Tell You is a great workout song. Anything with like a big build like that is a good time.
Or like Missy Elliott's Lose Control.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hey Ya. This is like the last time I worked out, or is these songs coming out? It's the same mix.
Watch George Bush's State of the Union. Just whatever.
Disturbia by Rihanna.
Disturbia, damn.
I just hope everyone has Pink been on this podcast?
Megan Gailey.
Okay, good. Speak of the day. She's incredible.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, Pink was a great episode. It got me listening to Pink again. Just Like a Pill.
Like a Pill.
So
what a song.
Good. That's a good workout song, by the way. I also want to point out, you know, those spoiled brat kids from Florida Project. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, because Aqua's not cool enough. I'm trying to think who, like, you're right. It might have been just children. I was in fifth grade. It might have just been an album for children.
I remember being a kid and listening to it. And, like, I didn't get that it wasn't, like, sponsored by Barbie. Like, I thought that they were, like, you know what I mean?
I thought they got sued by Barbie.
They did. They got sued by Mattel.
So Mattel sued them, and then eventually the lawsuit got dropped when the judge told everybody, famously, he said, to chill. He said, the parties are advised to chill.
And the judge had this big brain, this, like, egg brain that just kept getting bigger.
The parties are advised to chill is another Norwegian band.
Yeah, the parties are advised to chill. Hell yeah.
I have a question. I don't know if you guys know the answer. Let's say someone wanted to produce a parody porno of something. Now, how do they get away with those? You can just do parodies without getting the rights, or do you get sued?
Well, that's like how, like, Scary Movie, I don't think that they had to buy rights.
Because there is parody law, which is, I think, was the argument in this.
Right.
Okay, because I have a huge porn idea.
But all those...
I'm not sharing it with you guys because David Tell said it's a good idea and to not tell people.
Oh, damn.
Can you give a hint?
It's a show it's a TV show I'm really into.
Oh, damn.
And I'm going to really... Yeah,
is it The Orifice? Because somebody already made that.
Oh, my God.
I saw that.
The Orifice is a TV show I would watch?
No, The Office. Oh. Porn parody, The Orifice. I swear to God, that's
no,
a real
but that's
one.
Great.
that's real one.
No, but I was wondering, because I see these porn parodies, and I'm getting nervous about getting sued. I mean, this is like a 5-year down the line plan.
I think you just have to, like...
Make it goofy
lightly
enough.
Change the title.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
Can you just misspell it?
Is it the West Wang?
I had friends when I was younger who would watch these movies like Lord of the G-String.
I saw Lord
Spider
of the
Babe. I had friends. I never saw it. But, you know, that kind
of
thing.
Of course, your friends.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a piss porn parody, but I couldn't think of any. I'm tired.
Piss Congeniality.
I was going to say Waterworld, which wasn't even a play on words. It was a direct game.
Piss World. Beavis and Pisshead to America.
Beavis and Pisshead.
I like a cool judge that says chill, though.
Yes. So that I feel like it is a little bit kiddish. I mean, we can go into some of the playlists, and it does feel like maybe it's for kids.
It's for kids.
Barbie Girl definitely feels like it's for kids.
Well, let's go through. Let's listen to
Dr.
Jones.
But Barbie Girl wasn't even on my list.
Right.
Yeah, we were just playing it to set the scene.
Yeah.
Yes.
So everyone knows it's Aqua. I wonder if this is going to be the most hated episode.
No.
Ari Findlings will always be.
Why? What did he could defend?
He just was boring.
Yellow card.
Yellow card.
I thought you were about to say O-Town for a second.
God, that would be. I would love for someone to do O-Town.
Does anybody like O-Town enough to, like, really argue for them, though?
Maybe, like, a girl that was molested.
So we just have to find one of those.
Yeah, one of those bratty kids from Spotlight.
I want to talk about... I don't know what the fuck Jared has against Florida Project. It was a great film.
He really doesn't like it.
The kids in it were wonderful, and it's about poor people. It's not about sports.
No, he's right, though. It's kids. It's like bright colors, goofy costumes. It was totally for children. Or I always thought this whole time it was for clubbers, but maybe it wasn't.
I can hear the club vibe.
Yeah,
let's
it's definitely
Dr.
like
Jones.
It's like European people doing, like, they had Molly before we knew about it.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Dr. Jones might be my favorite.
Okay, yeah.
We gotta get to a chorus.
Sometimes the feeling is
right. We'll fall in love for the first time. Yeah, maybe if Jared listens to the other songs, he would like it more.
Well, JK.
He just won't.
What does he listen to? Just the Beatles?
Yeah, that's
I can't stop from shaking. I love it. He's bad.
What are you doing? Oh, I thought you said turn it down. Is that enough yet, Tommy?
No.
We can't listen to the whole damn song.
I know. I just want to get through the chorus.
Oh, okay. That's why you can
Which
never
ends
correct me.
Now.
All right. That's enough of that.
That's Dr. Jones.
That's a great song. It's about Indiana Jones.
I want to hear Dr. Oz.
I like it because they have the one guy go, wake up now. And it's the closest they come to a man doing a melody.
I also like that it's like a play. Like if you were doing lip sync battle, Aqua would be pretty good to choose.
Yeah.
There's a back and forth. I like
that. Oh, that's fun.
There's a story.
For sure.
You know, she's asking a question. He's answering it. So.
I need to listen to more Danish music because like that guy's voice is not anything that should be in music to me.
Every video I watched of Aqua, he's wearing a different football jersey like whenever they performed.
Really?
Yeah.
Of a different team?
Yeah, that was like his thing. He like during jersey. I think it's like ironic because they're not from America.
Yeah.
I guess like.
You think they're making fun of our...
No, there was a new show I saw a commercial for. It was some Irish or, like, you know, just a United Kingdom person coming to the States and going to every team's games to pick what his team is.
Oh, that's cool.
So he gets to know the fans and the players, which, wow, what a great idea.
That is a great idea.
I'm not related to him or making money off of it watched it, but
you're pumping it up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fucking good idea.
For sure.
Let's go to Facebook real quick.
Cool.
Okay.
We had a couple comments that were fun.
All right. I mean, I'm nervous. I forgot. That
no, people
all this
weren't.
Hatred.
People weren't big mad at Aqua.
Okay.
People were mostly indifferent. I feel.
Okay.
The least amount of comments we've gotten for a band.
But that's how people feel about Denmark. No one like has an opinion.
That is true. We're just like, yeah, whatever.
We
Let
did
them, they're
do
not hurting
a
anybody.
Play in junior high. I wasn't in it. I was on the basketball team. But it was something's rotten in the state of Denmark.
So it's Hamlet, right?
Yeah, but it's like a goofy version.
But it's like
version.
A goofy, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's see.
I don't know why I said that. I'm just awful today.
No, you're not. You're
just
great.
Just random nothing.
We love the random.
I've really gotten, I don't think he's bad. I think everyone would say he's good. I don't think he gets enough attention. I've been really into Roy Orbison lately.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
Like nonstop, over and over, and it's so good.
I like that move.
He's so good.
I saw some sing Roy Orbison's song at karaoke. Recently.
Well, that's my new goal, is to do You Got It.
Yes, that'd be really fun.
Because my voice is deep. I think I can pull it off.
Ooh.
I failed at Marvin Gaye, but maybe I can do
Which
Roy.
One? Sexual Healing?
No, it was either Heard It Through the Grapevine or Can I Get a Witness. I think it was Can I Get a Witness.
Nice.
Hell yeah. I just found something interesting. That
What
is,
was said?
It goes along with what I was saying. This is from Vice. It says, Danes, you suck at singing in English. We found some lyrics to prove it. I want to see if... I think that they're just saying, none of these are Aqua, are they? Damn it. It's just about how Danish people suck at writing English lyrics.
Vice is like, we took heroin and listened to Aqua. It turns out, we're gay.
let's see. Aqua. Oh, here we go. Miss Eurodance. Let's see. Cringe Peak. I wish this is a lyric from Lollipop from Aqua. It's I wish that you were my lollipop. Sweet things I will never get enough. If you show me to the sugar tree, will you give me a soda pop for free?
That's a great lyric. What are you talking about? You've never been to a sugar tree?
Hey, every Danish piece of shit wants something for free in this country. That's soda pop.
I think sugar grows on trees.
Okay, let's go back to Facebook, though. Max Fine said, they did something really cool in 2000. They didn't promote it this way, but if you put the audio CD for Aquarius into your computer, the video for Cartoon Heroes would play. I know that doesn't sound exciting now, but at the time, it was one of the most surprising things I had seen.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you for your input.
Thanks,
Max.
For that. What lovely comment.
To picture his mind like being blown by that, just like, oh my God.
Katie Rose Leon says, my favorite band for an hour and a half once a year.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I think that's about
Rose,
right.
I love your Facebook fans. This is great.
This is the most positive
good
people
comments.
Have been on here.
I don't think Aqua's asking for more than an hour and a half each year.
I think they'd be totally satisfied. Yeah.
They did. I watched interviews and they seem like pretty cool. Like they seem like down to earth.
Yeah.
Weirdly. Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
keep trying to reunion for some reason.
Maybe they should open for the Spice Girls.
Oh, shit. That would go very well. Are the Spice Girls back?
I mean, I don't think Posh would ever.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to sing for the royal wedding. Ooh. Obviously, Posh would do that. But Posh is better than that. Like, she's not going to go on fucking tour.
It's funny that her name is Posh and she's acting like that. Like, it fits so well.
I mean, she's married to David Beckham. Yeah. She has four kids. I mean, the rest of them have kids, too. But she has a very successful fashion line.
Yeah.
Like, she's busy, and I don't think she needs or wants it. I would go immediately, though.
To see that show?
Yeah, but I would go if it's even four of them. But just, I don't know.
I'd go. Let's all go. All right, let's make a pact. If we're not all married in 10 years, we're going to go see Spice Girls.
Well, Britney's going on tour. That's my big excitement.
They're letting her leave Vegas?
Yeah, she's done with Vegas. It ended in December. Ah. And Megan and CJ went, and I did get a text from Megan being like, I'm so sorry. Are you mad at me? I was like, no, but thank you for checking in. I am fully jealous.
They went in Vegas?
Like the last 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
But she is going on tour, and I'm finally going to fucking see her.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Let's listen to
one more song. Yeah.
My oh my.
Yes, this is a good one. This is what I walk down the street to. Like about Robin Hood.
Oh my
God. No time for loving.
So this is insane. I just started. I was trying to find song facts about this, but there aren't any. There are no facts about this song on the internet. But for Dr. Jones, which we just listened to, it says the video. The song is about a boy and a girl who fall in love on holiday, then separate. So she goes to the doctor to cure her love. It's very silly, but also funny.
Oh My is a fun one. I think that's the first one of the album.
Yes.
That is a real story.
Yeah.
You got the kingdom. You got Robin Hood.
It does. Now that I listen more and more, it does seem like a junior high like music technology class. And this is like the student project.
Yes. These are the songs.
It's like techno dance, but not quite there. Mm-hmm. And all of these things are just storybooks and Barbie. Yeah.
I do like they try to give this one a medieval vibe, though. Yes. Like they're trying to help. Yeah.
There's horses in the background.
I like the horses. That was fun. That's
Me
a fun
too.
Element.
I also love Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah. Robin Hood's great.
I would fuck the shit out of that fox.
The
Prince
fox?
Of Thieves?
I like that it's the fox one. Like, they made one with a man.
There's a lot of human options.
I haven't seen any of those.
No, the fox is the hottest one.
I just feel
one.
Like a person
that.
Robin Hood's going to get too cocky and be like, oh, I help everyone. But a fox, he's just chilling. He doesn't need as much praise as a human,
That's
I think,
true.
For his good deeds.
Tommy likes to take from the rich and piss on the poor. Disgusting.
Have you always been into piss, or is this a new thing?
This is a not real thing.
Oh, is that right?
Because one of my favorite porn stars on her OnlyFans just put a crazy pee video if you wanted me to send it to you.
I mean, I won't not watch it.
Okay, let's.
My favorite is this was on Snapchat before they kept kicking her off. But she was in the car. She was in the car peeing in a cup, and then she threw it at her boyfriend's face, who was driving the car, and he's just happy to be near her. So he's like, "All right," like he didn't react. He didn't react.
That
at
was
all.
On Snapchat.
Yeah. Oh, she was always doing crazy shit on Snapchat. But now it's like so a dirty bad. Snapchat you have to pay for. But I do it.
Oh,
you,
shit.
There's Snapchats you have to pay for?
No, it's like it's the site for dirty perverts called OnlyFans. So porn. It's like set up like Instagram, but
yeah.
You subscribe to one person. Uh-huh. And this one is, she's the craziest one. Adriana.
Oh, wow.
Quit drooling. All right, let's listen to Roses.
Ooh, this is a good one, too. And now I'm scared they all sound the same.
They you don't sound different. Right,
I'm also that. Trying to prove to Jared, like, I know all the words. This one's dramatic.
Pick my roses. Get like video game songs. Or
yeah, yeah.
But can't you imagine doing cardio kickbox to it?
Oh yeah, that's the only thing that I imagine at all times. Sorry.
Everyone's tapping, just so you know.
This was more fun sitting here. When I was in the car, I was kind of pissed off.
Are you just driving around town constantly?
I did just now. I don't drive usually.
True, is this the whip?
That line is insane. I can feel it on my body. So emotional.
Can we find out if they were fucking in real life?
They were.
No, it's her and a different guy in the band. It's her and the keyboardist.
It's not a singer, it's a keyboardist. That's
oh, good for him.
But the other singer is...
It does say on the Wikipedia, one time she did blow him, though.
In the personal life? Yeah, yeah. I read about what that guy, the bad singer, like what he does now. And when they're not touring, he like started like a salsa company. So that's what he does.
Like salsa the snack?
Like chips and salsa. Wow. Yeah. So that's what he's into.
So I'm reading comments about what the people think this song is about. And, someone wrote, "It's this is SF Girl 82. I have to imagine she's from somewhere named Santa Fe. It says, this seems like it's about an orgasm. I've been reading all Aqua's lyrics, and I am surprised that they are actually about stuff. I always thought that they were about nothing. But then again, I never really listened to Aqua."
You're right. It's the most indifferent of anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I imagine people being hardcore defending or hardcore hating on something for this podcast. I can't imagine just the indifference Aqua brings in people.
It really does. Well, and it's like all the articles about them are never positive or negative either. It's just like, hey, what happened to Aqua? Like everyone.
Yeah. I like this comment from a Redhead Rocker. This song is cool. I love listening to it. That's it.
Oh, nice.
That's a nice comment.
I just hope everyone is going to put at least two of these hits on their workout playlist.
That's the goal.
Or when you're cleaning your apartment.
Yeah. Oh, that's not bad. Let us know if you're into these songs and if you're going to work out to them or clean your apartment to them. Tweet at us.
Or if you're doing a choreographed dance with junior high kids at a sleepover.
Tommy was just doing that in Boston.
Oh, my
this
God.
Weekend.
Did you choreograph a dance?
He's joking that I was with junior high kids.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that Aqua were brought in to make part of the soundtrack for a little-known film titled Freka Freude Oga Freglo Spoiner? Did you know that?
Were you aware of that when you pitched them to us?
I wish the answer was yes. I'm livid I didn't know that.
Wait, is that just Freaky
I'm
Friday?
Not that I'm...
Is Freka Friday?
No, Freaky Friday was much later in the canon.
Let's hear a little bit of... Happy Boys and Girls.
Yeah, this is a positive one, too. They're all positive in this tough time.
That's true. It's nice. A nice relief.
This song almost made me drive my car into traffic. Come on, let's go get it on.
I like that she's just like, I'm happy, and he's like, come fuck me. She just wanted to do a sexy dance, and he's fully putting his dick in her mouth.
Making
like he's in a different song.
Yeah, they're definitely recording in separate studios.
I'm also scared that maybe they all sound the same, all the songs. Which
for sure.
I'm reading the song facts here. It says that this was written about Princess Diana dying. I don't get it. But.
For real?
No.
She's literally just saying, everyone be happy. And he's like, fuck me.
Fuck me. I'd fuck me.
Yes, Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, that was Happy Boys and Girls. That is maybe the most frustrating song I've ever heard. I think just driving around listening to it, and I was like, a little tired listening to it. I was just like, why the what is this? What is this for?
Happy wow, Boys so it made you mad. Was
only
this the maddest?
Song.
Okay.
No, no, this is not.
You've gotten
far.
Madder.
Oh, yeah. I think any time Racine has been on is the
Limp
maddest
Bizkit,
I've ever been.
Brutal.
Yeah. And then definitely, what was another brutal one?
311 was brutal.
311 was pretty rough. Yeah, there's been some tough listens on this show. Let's hear Calling You.
Yeah, they all sound the same. This is a realization.
It's weird how she announces the letters.
I-N-G.
I like this.
Very Vanga Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they Vangas?
No.
I think they're Latino.
Are they?
Sounds Latino.
I'll look it up. Is that from Six Flags?
Really using her vocals more here. The Dutch and the Danes have been feuding for years, and this is their main. Where
main
are the Dutch from? Oh, Holland. Okay.
Yeah, Deutschland.
It's just annoying that they're Dutch and speak Danish, but it's called Holland.
Yeah.
That bothers
it's
me.
It's fucked up.
That is
messed It's up. Hard.
This begins our war. Holland. Stand by your band.
I don't know. Every time you play one of the songs, that I really get an urge to get up and start dancing.
You're welcome to.
Exercises moved into them. I don't know. I just want to like do full and like address an audience that's not there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I would
sure.
do that a lot.
That one was fun. Tommy, what do you think?
He's busy looking at facts.
I was looking at Vanga Boys facts, but
I also I know I didn't put any from the next album, but maybe we should play Cartoon Heroes.
Let's sample it.
But I don't know. Are there any more left from?
Yeah, there's
which
like two
one?
More left. I think.
Which one?
Let me.
I
see.
Took away all the slow.
We
ones.
Haven't listened to Lollipop yet.
Yeah, Lollipop and the Heat We've of the Night.
Ooh, Heat of the Night's my favorite.
Oh,
let's
sure.
Yeah, let's do Heat of the Night. Oh, it sounds the same. Great.
No, it's got the Latin flavor.
Ooh,
see? Let's go get a margarita. See? Oh, yeah.
This, like, takes me back to, like, the
Live
Jock Jam CDs and stuff.
Take off your pants.
Yeah, he's a date right there.
Yeah, yeah. What did he say? No need to
worry, the tequila is here.
Oh.
That's so close.
The tequila in this unmarked bottle I brought. Dance until CS.
Does that say Jerry Cuervo? Sharpie?
Why wouldn't he just write Jose?
Because he's dumb.
Oh, boy. All right, so that was Heat of the Night. Shall we listen to Lollipop?
Yeah, let's do it.
And then we'll
yeah.
listen to...
I'm assuming it's about... This is absolutely about sucking a dick, but let's listen in.
I am the candy man. Coming from Bounty Land.
The Bounty Land?
That's a great question.
He said, "Oh my love," or no, she said, "Oh my love, I know you are my candy man." He says, "Let's see,
the candy
come
man's
with me, honey. I'm your sweet sugar candy man. Run like the wind, fly with me to the Bounty Land. Bite me, I'm yours. If you're hungry, please understand. This is the end of the sweet sugar candy man."
That's what I don't get. Why is it the end?
Yeah, I don't know what he means.
Because he's going to Bounty Land.
Oh,
okay.
Oh. He doesn't have time.
Now we get it.
Let's see. I guess that this song is actually called Candyman, according to the comments here.
What if this was in the movie Candyman? That would be the best.
If you look in the mirror, you go to Bounty Land.
Who, yeah. That's who's singing it, too. That's the Candyman singing.
This no, he's a predator.
So sweet. I have no idea why I like this song, but it's probably because my crush likes this song.
Oh, wow.
So, nice. Thank you for that comment, Raya Lohoa on songsmeanings.com.
Nice.
So thank you for that.
Could you Google Bounty Land?
Yeah. I am going to Google Bounty Land.
I want to make a musical.
About Aqua?
Part of me, like a Mamma Mia for Aqua.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It seems like it would be a fun adventure.
It would. It would be the ride of a lifetime.
It would be like Once Upon an Island.
Who would you have play the guy? Like, who is the creepiest man in the world?
The teacher from Clueless?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I think it'd be him. They have the same hairdo.
Okay, so I found...
You Googled Bounty Land.
So on Urban Dictionary... Bounty Land, a dirty, dirty place where dirty Norwegians and Denmarkians go to frolic in massive orgies and paint eyebrows on each other's bald heads.
What? Are you making this up?
I swear to God, that's what it says.
Paint eyebrows on each other.
Well, no, because he has blue fake eyebrows. I wonder if this is a direct Aqua attack or if this is really what Bounty Land is.
This is by the Vanga Boys wrote this.
It says, fuck you, Holland forever. Yeah. Yeah, this says hashtag Aqua and hashtag orgies. So there you go. That's what the place is. It's a dirty, dirty place where... they go fucking frolic, I guess. Sucking fucking.
Maybe Jared
down.
Was right. Florida. He's right. People in Florida.
So let's try to find.
Yeah, because I didn't know any of their future work. Maybe we could look at their most recent album. I'm curious to see if they've grown.
They have a song from 2011 that was called like Jesus to Playmate. I wanted to hear what that sounded like.
Okay.
They found the Lord, huh?
Also, it's annoying because they had their first two albums where they did Aquarium, Aquarius, and then they just gave up completely. They didn't even try for like
Aquamarine.
Yeah, they could have kept going.
Sorry, I'm having a little trouble pulling up Aqua here. There they are. All right. So.
What's that new album called?
It says, they have a single. It's called Lollipop. These are all...
Maybe that 2011 one's not on Spotify.
I don't think it's on Spotify.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, 2000 is the most recent.
Oh,
so
wow. Because I have Apple Music. And it has all of that.
Maybe,
all
right, principle?
If you want to look it up while I pull
what
up...
What principle?
Heroes.
People get mad at Spotify.
Oh, why?
They say it doesn't pay the artists well enough.
Oh. Tidal, I know, pays the most.
Yeah, Tidal's definitely the best.
But I don't...
Ooh.
I brought in a triangle.
I kind of like
that. I like
this.
Yeah. What we do is what you
wish to do. We are the cars. And then Oscar the Grouch. We do the things you want to say. Frame by frame to the extreme.
Our friends are so unreasonable. They do. Yeah, so I kind of like this.
Yeah, I don't know why he's not trying at all.
Like, is it supposed to be funny? Because it is really funny.
I think it's supposed to be funny. Will someone ask Aqua if that's supposed to be funny?
I'm sure Aqua would have come and done this podcast.
Oh, man.
Just guessing.
If you're listening, we'd love to have you on to come talk about this guy's voice. I want that guy on the podcast.
My niece is getting bat mitzvah in May, and maybe I'll sneak an Aqua hit on her playlist.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
You know where her bat mitzvah is going to be?
Skokie?
Fireside Grill or Firehouse Grill or whatever.
I had a party there. That's great. It's a great spot.
Upstairs.
Yeah, upstairs.
And they're allowing them to bring kosher snacks for those who need them.
That's nice.
Yeah, usually
awesome.
No outside food, but there's some super Jews coming.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So they can't eat any of the quesadillas. Sorry.
Super Jews is the next Marvel movie. Guys, that's the playlist. Tommy? What are you thinking?
He's
I was
going to
read the playmate.
To,
no, I'm
nightmares.
Looking at Playmate to Jesus.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at the lyrics.
I have to pee so bad, but I never want to stop talking. It's a problem.
We'll wrap this bad right. boy up so that you
just
can
a quick excerpt okay. before we wrap up.
Yes.
Love spreads love forevermore. Fear spreads fear. The devil's core.
Ooh.
Take my hand and follow me. It's bad. He says, "Take my hand." So often, it's magical. And then
no, he is the Snow White mean princess. He is her.
Let's go into space, heading for Venus. Fly around the sun, playmate to Jesus.
Wow.
Which means
so they
nothing.
Found the Lord.
Yeah, I guess.
What if you looked up and I was just crying?
Yeah. Oh my God! So I went to see Idina Menzel once at Ravinia.
Oh wow!
And. For those who don't know, it's like a grassy area and then seats below. So you can it's cheap to sit on a blanket. You can't see, but you can hear. And I was with Megan Gailey, Mateo Lane. Both have been on here.
Yes.
Idina sounded like shit. The moment she walked out, we're like, something's wrong. And something was wrong. She was sick. But then she closed on
Defying Gravity.
Annie. What's that song? The sun will come out tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Mateo and Megan wanted to get a peek of Idina, so they ran to the front, and I sat the blanket, and they said they looked over and saw a young woman just hysterically crying as Idina Menzel sang Annie.
Like genuine emotion?
Like, you know when you cry so much, you're like, like that. Just hysterically crying for Idina, and I just could not believe it.
That's amazing.
For Defying Gravity, it'd be fine too, but it was just the sun will come out.
Yeah.
Hysterically crying. It's like if no one died to cancer to that song, something's wrong with you. It was insane. It was a
wild
time.
That would
be
a pretty terrible song to play to people with cancer, though, too.
Oh, yeah, because the sun.
Wouldn't be a smart move.
Yeah, no. Absolutely not. I also, while you were reading those lyrics, remembered that in sixth grade, I plagiarized Britney Spears and turned in a poem, but they were Britney lyrics.
No, what song?
Born to Make You Happy.
Oh, shit. We were just, that's my girlfriend's favorite song.
Yeah, it's
song
a good one.
From Britney, I mean.
It's a good one.
We were just talking about that in at Mohegan Sun, because her and Nikki bonded over that. Because
it wasn't released in the States as a single, just in Europe. So there is a video, but yeah.
Wow.
Did you get caught?
No.
It'd be great if it was that Email My Heart or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst title of a song maybe of all time.
Email My Heart?
Isn't it called Email My Heart?
Yeah. It's
that sounds like a bang song.
Let's look up the lyrics.
Those pop albums, really there was always like two really just humiliating. Because there was one on the first album called Soda Pop.
Yes.
And it was like, bop, bop, bop. It was really, really bad.
McDonald's song, yeah.
Did you see Smith Jarrett talking about Samantha Jones?
No.
You didn't see
him
on the news?
Did he weigh in on the controversy?
Yes, he's promoting a movie. I mean, God bless him. He's still working.
Yeah,
and he's so hot. Jason Lewis. So he's doing an interview and they ask.
Yeah.
And he said, I was taught if you don't have anything nice to say, to not say anything at all. I will say I've worked with Sarah Jessica Parker and she's nothing but gracious, incredible, a professional, so kind. And I think some people are forgetting the opportunities that were given to them.
Whoa.
But again, if I have nothing nice to say, I would rather not say anything.
I thought he would go the other way. That's crazy.
No, that means she's a fucking bitch.
Wow.
If Smith Jarrett, I mean, because they had to fuck. So he worked with her the most.
For sure.
Besides the girls, and if he's like, she sucks.
That like changes my, because my opinion was the other way. But
no
that
way.
Is a big change.
Have you seen the video of her scatting with her husband?
I've not.
Okay, so maybe we should play that, if that's okay. sorry to keep this going, but
Kim Cattrall
did a video, and it's her husband playing the saxophone as she's improvised scatting.
Let me see if
wait,
I
do
it.
Really want
to. Oh, it's
hear
on
this.
YouTube. I've watched it and it's there. So.
Oh my God.
I'm looking.
But it's horrifying. Also, we knew there was drama always because if the three of them get along, it's the Taylor Swift syndrome. No, not everyone was mean to you. You suck.
Uh-huh.
It has to be you at some
certain point. Yeah.
She's like this. Everyone was jealous. And it's like, are you sure you weren't a cunt?
Were you sure that about Taylor Swift?
100%.
Oh, Tommy.
He listen, knows that she was a mean girl.
I've never defended her
personality. No. Yeah, and, this victim is like, poor me. Kanye's talking shit. It's like you've been a millionaire since you were 15.
Of course.
Your dad bought the record label that you signed to. Like, what?
This is, oh, I got it.
None of her personal life is defensible.
Yamakipiebo, sedere fakebo, in dog Latin, he quoth, uje, suffer, surrey!
The boys are.
Well, he bit all the he dogs and winked at all the she dogs. The town never knew such a hullabaloo as that little dog raised till the end of that day.
This is amazing.
We just have a good rhythm together, you know? Wow. He sort of feels me out, I feel him out.
Oh,
and we go for it.
Jesus.
That does, it's nice for you because it makes Aqua's lyrics look better. It's like a good last minute defense.
No, it was always Kim Cattrall.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah. She wanted the same amount of money as SJP, which is not, you're not the star. I mean,
you're
it's
not
clear.
Doing the narration.
What?
You're not doing the narration?
No, I can tell you the scenes. There's never, except phone calls, a scene where it's one of the other girls hanging out with the other one without Carrie there.
Oh, wow.
It's not like Miranda and Charlotte are shopping together or Samantha and Charlotte are hanging out. There's been a couple phone calls, but that's it. So if there's not a scene without Carrie and you, you're not the star.
It's not Friends where it's all,
Yeah.
Damn.
But I mean, if she said hi to me, I would be nothing but nice. I would be beyond so excited if she gave me anything.
She don't.
And she was, you know, fun fact, the mom of Britney Spears in Crossroads.
Oh, man. I haven't seen Crossroads.
Oh, damn.
While.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I was
an abandoned mom who doesn't want to do anything with Britney.
Is Crossroads good?
Yeah, I saw it opening night. I remember at Old Orchard Mall, but.
Were you dressed as a.
No, we went to Panera and then crossed the street.
Didn't go to Johnny Rockets?
I hate Johnny Rockets.
Damn.
I don't
Johnny
like
Rockets
it.
Controversial.
I hate Steak and Shake and Johnny Rockets. Give me a good fry. What are you giving me these shoestring
like
pieces of shit?
I like a shoestring.
Same with In-N-Out. I want a thick fry.
Damn. What's your favorite fry?
Like a steak fry?
Well, I like McDonald's fries, but I love a steak fry. I know it's on the bottom of the barrel, but I love steak fries. I like waffle fries. I like fries.
I like a waffle.
I don't like shoestring crunchy.
I like the shoestring because you can grab like four of them and they all crunch at different places in your mouth.
Interesting.
That's good. I like a crisp. I like it crispy. I like it crunchy.
You
this has been
crispy.
Doughboys.
Yeah.
let's rate this playlist.
So it's weird because I like didn't
You're
hate
put
any,
it on
I didn't list. Hate any of it because I thought it was so fun and like stupid. Like it's like funny every time the guy sings to me. Like I had no negative emotions. It was all either like this is silly or this is funny.
Uh-huh.
And so you gave us 7 songs after we took off that one.
Oh yeah.
So for the laughs, I'll throw it at 3.35, and then because it's my year of generosity, 3.75 is my rating.
That's fair. All right. I think because I listened to this in a bad mood, I was tired when I listened to it. Listening to it with you guys, it was way more fun. So my score will be higher than it originally was going to be when I wanted to drive into traffic. But because it is Tommy's year of generosity, there's a yin to every yang, a Beavis to every pisshead. I am going to lower my score to, it's just going to be a 3 out of 7, which is not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Lisa, what do you give it?
I don't know. I mean, I came to defend it, but I realize they all sound the same, but they are positive and they're not hurting anybody.
Not hurting anyone.
And they're really not getting hate from anyone.
Right.
So what is it? Out of 7?
Sure. Yeah.
I'll give it a 4.
See? That's nice.
That's so fun. The guest like always gives a perfect. Like every once in a while you don't give a perfect, which is so funny to me.
But that's like
you
what's
pick the song.
It's so emblematic
it's so honest,
of what
though.
Aqua is.
Like, I love it. Yeah.
We're all right around the middle. Like, no what, we don't
it's
have anything.
So perfect.
You can talk about them for an hour and you're still like, yeah, they're fine.
But I'm telling you, if you're in Palm Springs and you're in a pool party and an Aqua hit starts playing
you
and you've
off.
Had a couple pink lemonade vodkas,
hell yeah.
You're gonna be in a good mood. You're gonna be in a good mood. You're floating on a swan.
Ooh,
it's gonna feel good.
Oh my God.
All right, what do you got to plug?
Yeah.
I'm Glitter Cheese on the internet.
Sure.
When does this come out?
Tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Oh my God. Wednesday. I'll be at South by Southwest.
Fuck. Yeah,
today's Tuesday.
March.
This
9th
weekend.
To the 14th. And then I'm going to be in D.C. March 24th doing some festival at... The Draft House.
Yes.
Two shows. The day of the gun march. So if you're there for the gun march, you can come after to watch me. Whatever I'm marching to.
Hell yeah.
And then April 5th to the 7th, I'm going to be in Philly. And March 30th to the 31st, I'm performing at Dinah Shore.
Ooh,
which
cool.
is in the Palm Springs at the Ace Hotel.
Check Lee's out. She's the best. And tomorrow, she's going to be on You Up with Nate Glazer.
Oh, yeah!
Because last week, our guest
I have to pee.
Also,
I'm running to the bathroom. Downstairs,
you're
right?
You're all done. Yeah, that's fine.
Dealer's
that's fine.
Choice. Yeah.
I have to pee. I'm so sorry. I hope this isn't rude. I'm also going to be in May, Boston. Boston in May.
Ooh, Boston's beautiful in May.
These are headphones. Okay, yeah. Check these out tomorrow. Comedy Central, Sirius XM 95. Check that show out. Tommy will be headlining
Carolines next week.
March 14th.
Pittsburgh will be March 14th.
What's that?
Pittsburgh, April 14th.
Lisa will be in Pittsburgh April 14th. April 14th. Check her out there. Me and Tommy have a Caroline show. I'm going to say this is our best one yet. I mean, it's fucking insane. We have Nikki Glazer, Aparna Nancherla, Dan Soder, Tim Dillon, and Rob Hayes, and possibly a special little guest we can't say just yet. Carolines.com, promo code Tom for $10 tickets. Anything else you want to plug there?
And then that Friday of that week, I'll be at the Lincoln Lodge headlining. So.
Hell yeah. You saw him there before when we did a live Stand By Your Band.
Yes.
So go back, you piece of shit. This will be fun. Thanks for listening. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/
Stand By Your Band. One more thing.
Yes.
I'm going to be at the Bountyland Comedy Fest. I forgot to mention.
You sick tattooed or painting eyebrows in your head, you sick fuck. All right. Thanks for listening. Keep it crispy. Stand By Your Band.